everyone. Welcome to the Steve Maxwell Drums Podcast. Don't forget to check us out on our website at www.maxwelldrums.com and then our reverb stores at Steve Maxwell Drums-Chicago and Steve Maxwell Drums-New York. We also have social media, two Instagram accounts, at Maxwell Drum Shop Chicagoland and then at Maxwell Drum Shop. And then also on Facebook, Steve Maxwell and Steve Maxwell Drum Shop. And then, of course, check us out on Twitter, at Maxwell Drum Shop. We will interview players, collectors, drum and cymbal builders, and also teachers about all things percussion. And you can go to YouTube if you want to see the video. We'll have pictures of drum shops, drum sets, badges, cymbals, all kinds of fun stuff. So let's get started. We hope you enjoy it. So, 3, 2, 1. Hey again, Dad.
Hey, bud. How's it going?
Pretty good.
All right.
You know, yeah, our family's doing real well. Your family's doing real well.
Everybody's good. We've been at, stay at home for now, like 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Middle of March till, well, see, it's basically the end of April. So 6 weeks. Everybody's hanging in there. And but we should talk a little bit. We hope everybody out there is hanging in there. And
yeah, we hope you're all doing well.
All doing well.
I know I talked to some of you guys on the phone, you know, my customers and the same with you, and
yep.
So far I've heard a lot of good stories.
Yeah, everybody's good. Everybody's hanging in, and just, you know, kind of marking time till we can get to sort of a, you know, working again kind of thing. But we should talk, get people a little updates. Yeah, why don't you talk about what you're doing?
This is a podcast that is just kind of an update on how the shop's doing right now, kind of what we're up to and all that kind of fun stuff. I'm going to start out with the Illinois store,
sure,
which is like my territory.
Sure.
I focus 99% of my attention to what we're up to here. So at this point, we're doing, you know, product videos, stuff like that. We've got some new kits that have been coming through. We have this really awesome drum pad, which is available now.
Oh, reflex pads.
Yeah, this is all online because we're not having anyone coming into the shop other than basically me. It's all, we're quarantining ourselves. Yeah. It's basically the Maxwell family, and that's it.
So you go to the Illinois Reverb Store. Maxwell Drums, and you see the Illinois listing there, and that's where we got the reflex pads.
Yeah.
I actually got to get some more.
Talk about those for a little bit. I don't know anything about these, actually.
It's a really popular practice pad, reflex, R-E-F-L-E-X-X, I think it is. I don't know. But it's got a couple of different surfaces on it, but it's a very popular pad. I'm not a big practice pad person myself, but people love these, and when we've had them in stock in the shop, they sell really fast. I had a dozen come in, and I think I only got a couple left, so we're going to have to order some more, but people really love those. Okay. They're about, I think they're $69, but they sell like crazy.
Grab them while you can, I think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I just saw them popping up there, and we were like, whoa, what is this?
I think we sold 5 in one day,
them special and unique?
I'm not a practice pad guy, so for me, I go, well, okay, they're fine, but they're not, to me, they're not anything I would buy and use for myself, but I don't use a practice pad, so I'm the wrong guy. But people seem to like them. There's two levels of response on it, so you have one where you've got to work a little harder, which is good because it makes you pay a little more attention. And
so one it's adjustable, or is it
no,
like
it's
flip
just,
it around?
It's
or?
Different. Yeah, different size. You flip it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
But it's a, yeah, that moves.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm not really a big practice pad guy, but in these times, I mean, not everyone's lucky enough to have a drum set at home. I don't have a drum set at home.
And some people can't play in, in apartments.
Right,
so
right.
If I lived in an apartment, I would have to have a practice pad. I don't, so I can play on a real drum, you know?
So definitely, yeah, check those out. For other things we're doing in Illinois, we've got kits. We're doing the podcast, which kind of continues. I've got a bunch that we recorded before this whole thing that I still actually haven't put up. And, you know, we have still online orders. Anything that we have, feel free to call me on my cell phone or the shop. A lot of you listening probably already have my cell phone number.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give it out on YouTube, but I'll put my email in the link down there, and you can definitely email me if you're curious about anything.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good deals on stuff. Like really, really awesome deals. You can also request online if you look at the symbols listed. Some stuff we've had in here for a long time, and we'd be happy to get rid of it.
Yeah,
it'd help us with cash flow.
Well, yeah, I mean, right now, you know, you talk about businesses during this time, and it's a tricky time for everybody. And you know, we are not We haven't laid anybody off, furloughed anybody. We are paying our staffs even though the shops are basically closed. I mean, you, with the stay-at-home order, you basically got Illinois closed, the New York shop is closed, and Forks is closed, and also Craviato down in Nashville. So, but we're still paying those teams of people. And I live by one particular way of thinking that I mentioned to a manufacturer when we were talking about this. I said, basically, without the people, then we just the store is just a box filled with stuff, because the people make the difference. And so to me, it's very, very important that staff, those people that are on our teams, are the people that make this work every day. And those are people that are critical to us. So we want to take care of those people. And that's what we're doing. So in the meantime, though, we're still running up on the online business for all the shops. I mean, obviously, all the shops are closed, but the online business is there. You've got for our shop, Steve Maxwell Drums on Reverb, there's the New York shop, there's the Illinois shop. Forks Drum Closet has their Reverb store and their website as well. And Craviato, I mean, you don't buy online from Craviato, but you know, we're just plugging away, waiting for the time we can get back and open up the stores and see what that looks like. But in the meantime, there are some things. You talk about product. We've used this as a time to think about, let's go through the place and organize, clean up, do some inventories, this, that, and the other. And that's when you come up with, well, this has been laying here forever. Let's do this. Let's do this. So we've got some stuff up on Reverb now. Let's move this up. Bunch of singles. One of the last things you ever get around to is all the single drums are sitting in the back. So we finally said, get them all out of here. Get them up on Reverb. Let somebody else enjoy these. So we're going through that kind of exercise. We can do that a little more easily here because we're the family and we're close by. In New York, we can't really do much of that because our guys are really not going into the store.
Yeah. We're real lucky here in Illinois that, because even when we do have the front door open, we don't get a ton of people coming through.
Right. It's not our business model. Our business model is not a lot of walk-in traffic ever. So that's totally different than the other shops.
And yeah, cymbals too. Don't forget about the cymbals. We lost a lot of the old listings that we had, which I'm sure everybody knows on the old website, that were cymbal listings. But now we're using this opportunity to get all those cymbals back up again. So if there was a cymbal maybe you were looking at maybe a year ago, keep your eyes peeled because you might see it resurface and you might be able to get a really good deal on it if it's like an old A or
Ufip. Yeah, I mean, there's just some things that were hidden in the back. I remember when we bought the Forks business from Gary and Melissa, and you know, we thought we had X number of things, and then as we start moving the business, because we moved from one building to a new building, we started finding things that nobody had looked at for like 10 years. I mean, there's a box of cymbals over here that got shoved over there 10 years ago and nobody opened the closet door, you know. So there's always stuff like that going on, and we've been going through things saying, okay, let's clear the decks. So that gives you some opportunity to move some stuff out to people. What are the other things we're all doing to try to do things differently? I've kind of set up a little home studio where I've got a little rig going where I'm doing some, and I post these all up on our YouTube channel, Steve Maxwell Drums on YouTube, and I've just got some what I'll call audio-video slideshows, basically. And I've got some of it is just educational stuff about did a thing about Papa Joe Jones. I did a thing about the Black Beauty that was owned by Papa Joe Jones and the history behind that drum. I've done some others that are product specific. I've done a lot of things that are player specific. I did one on Louis Belson. I did one on Craviato to talk about some of the kits that were on the Craviato website in the past, like a little eye candy catalog. And then I did some that were in my own collection. I've got a series I'm starting right now, and some of these are short. Some of these are 3 minutes long, some are 7 or 8 minutes long. It varies. But I've got a little series I'm doing now on piccolo snares. So I did a 3x14 Craviato mahogany with wood hoops. It was killer. I've got 4x14 Ludwig downbeat that's going in there. I've got a 4x14 solid from the days of the solid brand with Craviato. I'll do the AK 4x14 Craviato AK brass, and I've got several others that we're going to do there and talk about how that works. And then we're also doing some what we're calling Steve sessions, where they're kind of like little tutorials of information and things like that. So I'm keeping busy posting those things up, and the living room has turned into a mini music room, recording studio, podcasting, whatever you want to call it. But it's okay. It's fine.
It's not a new thing for our house. We've at many points you would have one room at least devoted to music.
Yeah. Yeah, the living room had the grand piano, and it had the drum set set up. It had the acoustic bass in it.
I'm going to put up, you got to get me a copy of that picture of, I think it's in my old room that was a music room beforehand. There's a picture of me like playing the piano or something.
When you were really little.
You have to get me a copy of that. I'll put it on
YouTube. I had a little weird digital studio in there. Yeah, and I had all stuff surrounding me, and we were just playing around there. Yeah, you were very small. I've got that picture. I'll get you a copy of it. You put it up in the shop.
Yeah,
that's fun.
But we're staying strong. We're trying to do everything we can. Dad, a lot of those videos that you're doing, they're great. Something to watch while you're stuck at home if you're in one of those.
That was another part of it.
Areas where you got to be real careful.
Another part of it was exactly that. Everybody's at home and everybody's. Oh man, I wish I could do something. I can't go out to Starbucks because Starbucks is closed. But I can't go to my favorite restaurant. But so people are looking for things to do. So a lot of what we're doing with this is just educational. Just to say, hey, here's some information. Like we did the Papa Joe thing. We did the Louis Belson thing. We're doing other things just to give people something to listen to and look at for a while. I've got stuff coming up. I went through and I've got so much material. It could go for years. I mean, I've got information. I've got every issue of a periodical called The Ludwig Drummer. That used to come out. And there'd be little features and discussions in there about different Ludwig artists. I'm going to take some things from that. I have a whole collection of things that were done for Bill Crowden's Drums Limited here in Chicago. And it's all sorts of articles and features of what they did, including they did a Gretsch night where they had Gretsch drummers in playing, not unlike the Gretsch drum night at Birdland in New York that was in the, 1957? I don't know. I think it was 57. I don't know. But anyway, the one they did at Bill Crowden's was done in Chicago, and it was done in the 60s, and that's a great one. That's got some great people on it. Tony Williams, Harold Jones.
Tony Williams, Yellow. We just did a kit, which you guys, it'll be posted soon. A really awesome Craviato kit. Yes. Speaking of Tony Williams,
Tony Williams, Yellow with Curly Maple. Oh, love that finish. Yeah. But anyway, the podcast and the audio slideshow things, a lot of it's just to kind of keep things interesting.
Right now, everyone, being completely pounded with news and this, and we're just kind of trying to do what we can to give everyone a little bit of positivity, and I think, Dad, you've been doing a fantastic job. We've been working hard on those. We've never had this much content ever go out before.
No, and it's a funny thing. So this is a weird time. Everybody knows this. It's a really weird time. And when this all started, it's kind of like your mom was saying this. She said at first, it's like pressing the reset button. And in a way, I don't mean it quite like this. There's nothing good about this scenario, but you can always find some benefits out of every situation. So in this situation, what this has done is it has forced us to stay at home and not travel, right? But by doing that, it's taken my schedule from being crazy and not sustainable.
Just running around all the time.
Right. And then all those things that I wanted to get done that keep going further and further down on the list and not get done. Well, all of a sudden, they can get done.
Sure.
So that's not a bad thing. I mean, the reason it's happened isn't a good thing, but this outcome is not bad. I can actually go, I've been wanting to do more content. We talked about this before, the podcast. It was 5 or 6 years ago when we started the podcast stuff.
Right.
5 or 6 years ago, and didn't have time to do it anymore. And now
it's kind of puttered out, and
because I'm running around and there's too many things going on.
Yeah.
Now it's okay. Your schedule's been you've been slowed down. You've been forced to slow down, and now we can get to these things. And actually, that part of it's good because these things, I think, add value. And it's information for people. If you like it, that's great. If you don't, you don't have to listen to it. Yeah. But it's helpful. It just lets you get through that list of things that were never getting done. So it's not that part of it's not bad.
Yeah, everyone out there, yeah, if you can, just try and grab some fresh air. That's one thing that really, I was driving here from home one day, and I opened up the sunroof, and I was like, oh, that's nice. Because this is like spring. This is when we're supposed
to
make, you know.
That's a good point. And your mom has always worked from home, and I'm working in the house. And what I'm forcing us both to do is like, oh, it's nice, and I'm sitting by the, I can see outside where we're sitting. It's really nice. We go out and sit outside for 15, 20 minutes. At some point, take a break,
and
fresh air feels good. Or even if I just get in the car and go for a little drive with the windows down, it's like, yeah, you get out and or go for a walk, something like that. Yeah, you got to break it up. You can't just sit in the house all the time.
It's
you go
funny
nuts.
How you were talking about reset with me. I don't really go outside. I'm kind of like a vampire. I stay up all night. I know I never go outside. You know, I wear lots of black. Yeah, same with you though. But mm-hmm. But it's weird now because now that I'm like not allowed to, it's like, well, wait a second. Now I really want to. Because I spend most of my time, here I'm in my office. I don't even have a single window in there. You know, I'm just on the computer putting stuff up, you know, recording stuff. We do recording sessions, you know, and it's funny. For me, that might be the reset. Maybe get out and do some jogging or something like that. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you start to go out and where can I go? Well, I can go to the dry cleaners. They're open. I dropped off the dry cleaning.
Mine isn't even my dry cleaners.
Ours is open. And you can go over to the supermarket. But there's just no place, not much to do. So you just go for a walk at home, do some things at home, enjoy the backyard.
I went on a really long walk like 2 days ago, and it was great. Yeah, I felt really good afterwards. Yeah. It was like a fast walk late at night, just kind of trying to, you know, get outside, get some fresh air. It was fantastic.
Well, flip back to the shops a little bit and things like that. One of the things we're doing right now is we're working on the things that we want to either do or have on hand when we do reopen, which will whenever we get the okay to do this. So some of the things we're working on product-wise, I'll throw in a little product stuff here. Ludwig, my good friend Terry Bissett, is handling Ludwig sales worldwide now. And Terry was at Ludwig, and then he left Ludwig to come work for us, which was great. And it was really helpful to me. It was good for him at the time. It was good change for him. It was good for us because he helped me a lot when we acquired Forks. And through that period of time, we were also moving Craviato from California to Nashville.
A lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And Terry worked with us for about 18 months, and he was really, really helpful. And then management changed at Conn-Selmer at Ludwig, which was good. And they realized how badly they needed Terry. So Terry went back to Ludwig, which I think was a great move
for
him.
Funny how that happens sometimes. You know?
It was a great move for him, and he had helped me when we needed it most, and he had needed a change at Ludwig. It worked really great for all of us, and him being back there now is a wonderful thing. It's a chance for him to do what he wanted to do before, which was to take a brand, a unique legacy brand, and move it to the next level, which he will do. But I digress. Terry said, hey, we got these 402s. So, you know, Ludwig LM402 is the 6.5x14 alloy shell Superphonic 400 snare drum. That's the John Bonham snare drum. And they're great drums. Everybody loves them. The 5x14 Supras and the 6.5s. But this is a little group of 6.5s. And these 6.5s, the company that made the shell, for whatever reason, there's a little X on the inside of each shell that was done with a grease pencil. And that X doesn't come off. So those drums are available at a reduced price to dealers like us. Well, to me, that's a great idea because that's a really popular snare drum, and you can sell it for less than the normal price because these are, quote-unquote, technically seconds, even though there's nothing wrong with the drum sonically. They're wonderful. So we've got a bunch of those coming in here to Illinois. We've got a bunch of them going down to the other shops as well so that we can have those on hand. It's a great drum. We'll put them online too, but it's a great drum for somebody who wants really great quality snare drum, and it's something that sounds incredible, and it's a very, very fair price. So that's great. I've also got one of the new Rogers kits coming in, and for those who know or for those who don't, I worked with R&D with the new Rogers owners for the Wood Dynasonic snare drums. On the all of the development for that and approval of the prototypes and everything. and they have now got kits. So I've got a 12-14-20 in wine red ripple coming with a 5x14 and a 6.5x14 Dyna. And some of the great Rogers hardware. The stands are great.
We've been waiting for that for quite a while.
Yeah, so they're coming in now, and I'm going to have one of those kits. And what I'll do a little when I get in, I'll do a little AB with it. I have a 12-14-20 red glass glitter in my at home in my little home studio there. That's just a wonderful kit. So when we get that other Rogers kit, we'll do a little AB on it, and we'll do the video up on YouTube for that.
So do you know, because I don't, I did, there was a kit at last year's drum show, but that was kind of a prototype. That wasn't even using shells that they were going to use. Are they going to paint the interiors?
I don't think so. No, honestly, okay. I don't know.
We'll know soon.
Yeah, they had a kit at NAMM, and I was...
I didn't see that.
I was so busy... I didn't even get a chance to stop and look closely at the kit at NAMM. I just didn't have any time.
And they're only doing the beaver tail lugs probably for the kits, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So right now the offering is beaver tail lugs only. They've got two configurations: 12-14-20, 12-16-22, and two finishes: black, solid black, and the wine red ripple. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be more. It doesn't mean you can't get a 9x13. It's just that the initial offerings and the initial kits they're building out are these. So I'm getting one of those coming in probably a couple weeks.
Yeah, just some cool, maybe even sooner, because, yeah, we...
Hopefully. I mean, it's...
That's some good news. Not tons of good news coming out these days, so it's
no,
cool.
No, but a new product will be news. Fun stuff. And, you know, we've still got other things we've got to do here to get other product up and the like. But we'll be looking for other cool, fun things product-wise to have for offerings.
Yeah, I can't wait to check out that kit. That's really exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun.
And then some more stuff about new, interesting, cool things. We've been doing some videos here with Dave Victor about Craviato and just about the single ply nature, what makes it special.
Yeah, Dave handles all of the sales and marketing side for Craviato.
I'll put a link to that. That'll be on Craviato's YouTube page.
But it's always good to, because I did some things on Craviato when I did those two YouTube little slideshow videos that I did. It's still interesting that a lot of people will still say, oh, well, how many plies are those kits?
Yeah.
Even though we've said, no, they're one, they're just single board steam bent maple. And so you always need to continue to reinforce that and get the word out, because sometimes you assume that everybody knows that, but not necessarily.
And in these videos, we show it really, even as samples where you can literally, there's no mistaking the difference.
Yeah. And it's good. So, and again, that's just educational. We keep the word out there. And let people know. But it was, it's enlightening. You have to keep thinking about that. You have to keep putting the word out there. Not everybody knows.
For sure. And, if anyone out there needs, we're actually pretty well stocked on heads and sticks here. So if anyone needs anything, we can ship it out. Just call us. Everything, we don't have everything listed that we have in stock on Reverb. You can always just give us a call here at the shop. Leave a message if we don't pick up, because, we're not always here, obviously. But... that's another thing. Down to Forks, they have podcast, which they've been working on. Yeah,
Wow.
We'll put a link to this as well in ours, so you can.
Yeah, I would have forgotten that.
Got a lot of links on this. I'm going to forget one.
Hey, it's all right. You don't want to listen, you can turn it off.
Sure.
Forks, the guys down at Forks are great. You got to love them. It's a tremendously talented team, and they're just... we're so fortunate to have those guys. They're incredible. But they have started doing a podcast series. And two of the guys, James and Marshall, are kind of the podcast team. And they did the initial podcast. And then the next one they did, they looped in Daniel, who's the manager of that operation down there. And they've got they've got another one going on. But they also did, they're very, very creative, and they are very technologically savvy. So they do a really good job on this stuff. They did a video of Forks that is a drone video. It's a flyby.
Oh, cool.
Basically,
I haven't seen that one yet.
It's great. I saw it last time I was down in Nashville before this all started. I had seen that video. They showed it to me before they posted it, and it's unbelievable. They literally have a drone fly in the front door, and it just goes through the entire shop everywhere, and it's unbelievable. It's just such a cool video. So they've got that going on. Meanwhile, James and Marshall are responsible for all of the video stuff that we do and the audio files for all of our things that are on the Forks website or Reverb. And we've got a nice room. We've got a large building about a mile from the Craviato shop that we call the Annex. And in that building is where we have Craviato located. Craviato's in 15,000 square feet. There's another 25,000 square feet. And part of that is our Forks Band and Orchestra room, because we do good band and orchestra business there. We've got our warehouse in there, and we've also got a lot of extra space, but we've also got a video audio production center in there as well. So we had a nice room built out, and they do a tremendous job on all of that there. So they're doing...
Yeah, send me some pictures, and maybe I can, ones that, because I know some of that stuff's top secret, but if we can put up a couple of pictures for everyone to see.
Oh, yeah, cool. we'll get some stuff, so that, and we'll put the links together on that, it's good.
Sure.
New York's a little trickier because, it's a little harder, we don't have the same kind of space, so it's a little harder to set things up. We've got less space in New York, and of course, right now, no one's at the shop, so... We still list some things and get as much up as we can. And you can always reach us. Again, you can always get straight to me at vintagedrums@AOL.com if you need to email me. And we can keep you filled in. But, yeah, the Forks team's doing a great job on the video stuff and the podcasting as well. So that's great. People love it. People love the stuff. It's just informational and they enjoy it.
Yeah. Once again, you're stuck at home. Just throw on some of that stuff. Get some nice positive news about... drums and percussion, and maybe put you in good spirits for the day.
That's right. And somebody I was talking to, I sort of try to live by this as well. Political is the wrong word. I don't want to get too much into what you should and shouldn't do. But someone, they very wisely said, probably the best thing you can do is check the news once in the morning and check the news once in the afternoon at the end of the day. And ignore it the rest of the time.
Because it's too frustrating,
It's too frustrating.
I watch it too much myself.
And, media companies live for you to click on the article.
Right.
The headlines are going to be, the good news doesn't sell. The doom and gloom gets the clicks. And the clicks mean they get more advertisers. So,
to say that what they're reporting on isn't correct.
Right.
But it's maybe just... you don't need to see it 50 times a day.
Yeah, and you could maybe funnel in some good news here and there, and not
because there
freak
is
people
good news
up, out there. Because there is, but
other than us, and the
so
drum stuff.
the only guidance I offer here, for what it's worth, is don't go into overload on the news, and just kind of try to take a step back and relax. This is a tricky time. We will get through it. It's a strong country, strong people, and you migrate through it, you learn from it, and you move on, and we'll move on, and it'll be okay. We'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah. Yeah, we hope, all you guys out there are figuring out ways to keep everything moving. The government's trying to help a little bit, and I know a lot of my teacher friends, a lot of people in music make money from teaching, and fortunately... can kind of do that online a lot of the times.
Yep.
Even if it's just little lessons, with at home.
Usually
at home, you can do that online, which is... Yeah. Imagine if we had a similar situation in 1995. That would have been really rough.
Yeah. I mean, if you were in this situation with no internet, and I am old enough to remember no internet. Many of you listening don't know what I'm talking about, but I remember there was no internet. There were no cell phones. There was...
I remember that. Just a little.
Just a little. But
only for 5 years
of
my life.
We'd be going crazy.
You had a good, half of your life was... Did you have one of the really big cell phones? I know you did, but...
I really did.
Talk about one of those big cell phones.
Oh, my God. All right, just for the hell of it. I worked at a bank managing a sales organization, and the guy who... my boss was a great guy, and his boss, he was an okay guy, but he was a little goofy. He was bound and determined he wanted a cell phone. And this was when cell phones first came out. So he just had to have them. So he went out and bought three. And this is when the cell phone looked like a walkie-talkie. I mean, I don't have a picture of one here, but it looked like a walkie-talkie with a 4-inch long antenna, and they had a bag that you put it all in. It was crazy, and they cost $2,700 each.
And that's in 1980s.
Oh, this was 1980.
Which is probably
990.
At least double that amount in our modern.
It was $2,700, and the calls were 50 cents a minute. And the coverage was
if they don't go.
It was, downtown Chicago, and then if you went to another state, it would be downtown L.A., but don't go 20 miles outside because it was crazy. But so I did have one of those, and it was really weird. But he did feel kind of cool. It's like, hey, I got a cell phone. Of course, I didn't pay for it. The company cell phone, but anyway.
There's some old, not really that old, but 80s movies, where you see those, they're driving in the car. And there were car phones. That was the same basic thing.
Yeah, it was basically kind of the same thing. It was mounted there, and it had a little,
I love old technology. I mean, that's why we have the tape machines. They're
the analog studio, love it. I love it.
Yeah, it's just because it's old and maybe huge and unwieldy doesn't necessarily mean it's not really cool.
Hey, vintage drums, right?
Right.
I mean, some of this stuff. I mean, we're steeped in vintage drums, obviously. But the stuff is great. The sound is incredible. The wood has aged. The instruments were beautifully made. Just great stuff. So
we'll keep doing podcasts here. We haven't done as many in the shop just because we're kind of trying to.
Yeah.
I guess isolated and stay at home as much as we can, but we will do more about we should do one about maybe the recording studio one of these days about cymbal lathing.
Oh yeah.
And then
yeah.
of course you'll do more about vintage drums, and we never did one about modern drums, so that one will probably be coming up, just all the modern drum companies and what makes them special.
And I still haven't finished about the American companies.
We did Rogers.
We did Rogers, but I need to do Ludwig. I need to do Slingerland. I need to do Gretsch. I need
many more to
come. Camco, Fibes. I just haven't gotten to all of those yet. Leedy, we'll do something on Leedy.
Those will be fun.
I've got a big laundry list of these I'm trying to work through.
Yeah. And then one note, we're going to be stocking up on shirts, hats, mugs, tchotchkes in Illinois pretty soon. So
we get a lot of requests for things like that, like coffee mug, and we, things get you forget. You don't stock them up as much as you can, but we're going to start to restock on these. So we'll have the coffee mugs. We've got the little shot glasses, so you can use them for a shot of coffee or whatever you want to use them for. Espresso, whatever. And we'll have more T-shirts, and we've got a bunch of other things we're going to do. We got our little cymbal toppers.
Yeah. We'll list all the stuff on Reverb. So if you just want to, I don't know, but buy a little something to make your day better.
And there's one thing we did. I go astray here for a second, but down at Craviato, we bought something called it's a printer. It's an industrial printer. So it's not a printer from your computer. It's a printer where you can do stuff. So you can take, on a drum head, you can basically take and put a scene on the drum head.
Oh,
it'll,
cool.
it'll print a scene on the drum head. What we also did was we took some small pieces of leftover wood, and the Craviato basically logo is a diamond. So we did a diamond cut out of leftover wood and went in the industrial printer, printed the Craviato logo on it, and makes it into a keychain.
Nice.
And we can also do a 8.5 by 11 plaque with the logo on it as well. So some people who've got Craviato drums would like to put that up, the sign. We've done that. And we also were able to do something. It was kind of cool. I'll have to get you the image of it. But our guy who runs Craviato down there, Sam Bacco, it's a genius. Sam created a sign that we can use in Nashville, and it says Nashville Strong. And it was something we wanted to do for this period of time coming through this. And
because they've had a rough couple. They had the tornado. And this. Yeah,
before this mess, there was the tornado. That was just
The whole South has been dealing with that, and a bunch of other ones I've heard about happened.
Yeah. So they had not only the tornado to deal with, and then just 2 or 3 weeks later, the stay-at-home orders on everything. So it's been a tricky time down there. But he did a sign with the Craviato logo and the Forks colors on it, and the three stars from like the Nashville flag, and it just basically says Nashville Strong. And it's really cool. We're going to print up a bunch of those and just give them to people to just put out, you know, put in store windows or things like that. It's a cool thing to do. So that's a good thing we can do with the industrial printer. And just use leftover wood that we've got from, scraps. And you can make that, and we can put those up in the city. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, very nice.
Anyway, so I digress.
Yeah.
But
so yeah, that
like we covered it all.
A little update, yeah. Some mostly good news and creative ways to spend our time during these strange strange times and kind of surreal times. That's how I would describe them. And yeah, we hope everyone out there is being safe and. Yeah. And yeah, we'll have much more stuff coming, like we were talking about. Yep. So stay tuned.
Yeah, and I mean, I close my side of it with a little thing. I have a 30-second update I do every morning, and I have one of our guys post it out to Facebook and Twitter and whatever. And in that 30-second update, it's just I'll always say, hey, everybody, stay safe. Have some fun, play some music, and we'll talk later.
Yep. Right on.
And I think that's it. Stay home. If you got to stay home, stay safe. Have some fun. Play some music. What's not to like?
Yeah, right on. Perfect way to end it. Take care, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.